Holy and gracious God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable unto you. Amen. Please be seated. Our gospel theme this morning of what it means to be great appears to be in conflict with reality and the world we live in today. Sunday's humility gives way quickly to a perceived Monday greatness, where it's all about being number one, a winner, and a success. Where in our gospel story is the recipe for being successful? And moreover, who wants to be servant of all anyway? Being last and servant of all is not what we usually strive for. That's not the greatness to which we aspire. But if being great, holding the number one position, means being last of all and servant of all, then we have completely misunderstood what greatness is really all about. But don't disparage. The disciples didn't understand greatness any more than we do. What were you arguing about along the way? Jesus asked them. Jesus didn't get an answer to his question, only silence. It was the silence of having been caught, having been found out. Their argument happened on a public road, out in the open. Jesus' question, however, is asked in the privacy and interior space of a house. This is about more than a change in physical location. Jesus is moving the conversation inward. He's not gathering information for himself, but inviting the disciples into self-reflection on what it means to be great. He's presenting the disciples with an image and the reality of their better selves, and he's doing this for us too. What does it mean, and what does it look like for us to be great in today's world? Jesus answers that question by taking a little child into his arms and saying to the disciples, "Whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me. And whoever welcomes me, whoever welcomes me welcomes not me, but the one who sent me." Jesus isn't saying that greatness is in being a child, and he doesn't say that greatness is in being childlike. Greatness, at least according to the gospel, is in welcoming the child. Now that doesn't sound too difficult or challenging, does it? After all, who wouldn't welcome a little child? But Jesus isn't talking about the child per se. He is talking about what the child represents. The child is a symbol for something else, a symbol of vulnerability, powerlessness, and dependency. In Jesus' day, a child had no rights, no status, no economic value. The child was a consumer and not a producer. Greatness, Jesus says, is in welcoming and receiving into our arms one like the child. Greatness is not something to be achieved or earned. It is a quality that arises within us when our lives are in balance and we step into our better selves. And that's what Jesus offers us. It happens when we open our hearts and our minds to the wisdom of God, holy wisdom that brings forth mercy and good fruits. In our short reading from James, the word wise and wisdom appear four times. So the author is definitely trying to tell us something here. But what exactly is wisdom? It seems James is trying to convey to his readers that to have wisdom is to have the mind and the heart of Jesus. A wise person, wise in the ways of Jesus, wise in the ways of the Spirit, comes to understand how to wrestle with the daily issues that confront each one of us today. We so often pray for God to grant us the wisdom and understanding of what to do when complicated issues and choices in our lives arise. James invites us not to be tempted by selfish ambition, but to seek out the wisdom of God, because God's wisdom bears good fruit and a life of good works that is done in the spirit of peace and gentleness by drawing near to God. We as a community desire and long for the wisdom of God to make right decisions and help us do what is right. But wisdom comes with maturity. Wisdom comes with time. Wisdom is not like a Christmas present that suddenly appears under a tree. It takes time to grow, mature, and cultivate. Wisdom often comes through pain and discernment. It comes through the Spirit of God living in us over the times of struggle in our lives. Friends, there is to be a calmness and a kindness and a peacefulness in our way of living with ourselves and our neighbors. We are called to be wise and discerning, great in being last and servant of all. Greatness never puts itself in a position of superiority over another. It is never about putting oneself at the center and seeking glory. In Christ, our greatness is revealed in our service and care of others, regardless of their ability to pay, repay, or return the favor. Greatness comes when we share with others who have nothing to share with us. It comes when we forgive. When we forgive someone who is neither asked or have changed their behavior. Greatness comes with those who refuse to carry bitterness or envy towards another. It comes when we respond to the needs of others, when we refuse thoughts and actions of hatred or prejudice. Greatness comes in our refusal to join in on jokes about minorities or foreigners or indigenous peoples, and when we stand in strong and loving solidarity with the LGBTQ2SAAI+ community. It comes when we overcome fear, tear down walls, disrupt toxic systems of abuse, and make room for the one who is an outcast, vulnerable, and in need. Greatness comes in welcoming the child. And this kind of greatness happens in the simple, in the everyday, and in the mundane. It often goes unnoticed, but it is there. You know what day it is tomorrow, yes? It's Monday. and Jesus will set Monday's child before us. Monday greatness may tempt and call us, but there is another greatness, the greatness of the last and the greatness of the servant of all. I wonder who the child is that Jesus will set before us. Whoever wants to be first must be last of all and servant of all. Please, friends, let me know how your Monday goes. Amen.